Right, I'm here with Dr. Raj from Lally's Pharmacy.co.uk. We were talking just before the break there, Dr. Raj, about the way that the business has evolved.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've been a practicing GP. How long have you been as a GP?
Oh, so I qualified in 2012. So, right. So 11 years as a GP, but as a doctor since 2007. So, because you have to do your junior doctor years and things like that. So, but as a GP, since 2012. Yeah.
Right, enjoying it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I think when you are in these type of professions, you have to enjoy it. You have to do it for the love of, and it sounds like, oh, yeah, you're saying that, but you have to do it for the caring aspect. That's why we get into these professions. So that's the number one thing. You have to be there to care and really just get involved when you're required. So yeah, no, it is really enjoyable.
Brilliant. Well, listen, what we've done, we asked over the last sort of couple of days about some questions for you, so we're going to put you to the test.
Yes.
We'll explain. Obviously, the patients aren't in front of you, so you've got the minimal amount of information, but hopefully you'll just give them a general guide.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
Question one. That sounds like masterminded. You're not going to fail or pass or anything like that. Now the weather is turning more damp and cold. I'm coughing a lot more. It's been happening for a few years now this time. I'm 54. I'm just wondering if it could be asthma. That's from Mike over in Cosham.
Yes, good question, Mike. So with coughs, we have to be a bit careful, and sometimes that can be determined in what age we are. So we don't like persisting coughs in healthcare. So if someone has got a cough for 3 or 4 weeks and there's no real reason for that to happen, so they've not had like a recent obvious cough or cold, then those sort of things do need to be investigated a little bit further. And then we need to go into other bits of history. Is someone a smoker? Have they been a smoker in the past? Are they in a certain profession that can potentially cause them to have sort of coughing issues? For example, in the past, have they worked with asbestos, those type of things?
Yeah.
So these are the sort of things that we often need to get in history. However, let's say all those things are okay for Mike, and it just happens to be just a cough that does always seem to happen in the winter or in the cold or damp months. Then in theory, yes, it could be something like asthma.
Right.
Asthma, you tend to get sort of seasonal variation with it, or there can be other factors that can give you symptoms that are in keeping with asthma. So if you're in an environment which is dusty, if it's hay fever season, if there are dust mites about, those type of things can sometimes trigger the airways. Do you yourself know what asthma is or not?
No, unfortunately, one of my good friends, his daughter passed away after having an asthma attack.
Yes.
But in layman's terms, what does it mean?
So it is a very serious condition. So often, because we all sort of know roughly what asthma is. So asthma, if you think of our sort of airways in sort of like a circular sort of cylindrical form, asthma, in essence, you get constriction of your airways. So they constrict, so they narrow. And things can trigger it to narrow, like I said, whether it be smoke particles, dust mite, whether it be cold air. And asthmatics then have that constriction of their airways. Those type of causes or triggers that are highlighted can cause that. So when that happens to people, it can, if it's mild, it can manifest in like a cough, what Mike has said.
Yeah.
But if it gets more serious, people can get wheezy, and then it can get to a point where they really struggle to breathe. And obviously in those circumstances, that's when clearly you need a diagnosis, and then people need to be on treatment, which can be inhalers, it can be removing those triggers, all those sort of treatments come into play. So I think if I was Mike and it's something that is happening every year at this time and it's undiagnosed, he probably should go ahead and see his GP and then make sure that he's got a real diagnosis of what's going on.
I'm a strong believer in prevention rather than reaction. So is there anything that we can do to prevent asthma coming on, we inherit asthma or I don't know how it works. Is there anything that we could do, with our diets or anything like that?
Yeah, so sometimes there isn't much people can do. So sometimes people will just inherently get it.
Yeah.
We call it sort of ATP. So some people, for example, might have predisposition to eczema, and then they might end up getting things like asthma, those sort of things. But the main thing is really lifestyle. I know we've sort of talked about this before, but if you can be on top of lifestyle, so if there are ways that, you know, how we're living, and it can be difficult for people, I understand, because of the cost of living now is becoming a problem for everyone. But if we can have, you know, more warmth in our homes and get, you know, not having sort of a mouldy environment, yeah. If we can get away from an environment where we might be passively smoking, for example, if we're not actively smoking,
yeah.
Clearly smoking is a no if we can do that. But if we can get out of the environment of passive smoking, pollution can be a factor. So, you know, all those sort of things can be a cause as well. So it's really getting out of those trigger elements. So NHS is really good online in terms of, you know, if you literally go on NHS Choices and then you put in asthma, it can tell you all about the triggers. And I think if someone is wanting to sort of limit themselves from exposure for something like asthma or having those triggers, those are the sort of things that they can look into a little bit more.
Brilliant. Mike, I hope that's answered your question again. Dr. Raj, just go and see your GP is probably the best thing you can do at the moment. Number two, from Kevin over in North End. Is there anything you could recommend for psoriasis in damp weather as I work outside? Again, what's psoriasis? Did I say that right?
You did say that right. Yeah, so yeah, it's a silent P. So when you say it, otherwise, yeah, it can be quite complicated if you put that one in as well. So psoriasis, so we might have seen people with psoriasis, and sometimes we might mistake it for eczema. And occasionally it can be difficult to distinguish the two. So eczema we know as sort of obvious sort of dry skin, and that tends to be what we call in our extensor region, so in the inner sort of elbows and the back of our knees. Psoriasis commonly happens in the extensor region, so that would be the back of the elbows, sort of the front of the knees, and then it often happens in sort of patches, and they can look dry, but often with psoriasis they look a bit scaly as silvery scaly sort of dry patches, and it's basically where your body almost overproduces skin cells, so it looks a little bit thick, yeah. And then you overproduce it,
yeah.
It's autoimmune, so the body's almost doing itself. Now for someone like Kevin who potentially may have psoriasis, obviously, Kevin, you just need to make sure if it is psoriasis or not, which you can pop into your pharmacy who will be able to give you an idea if it is psoriasis, or if not, your GP. And then in terms of managing psoriasis, if it's sort of a milder form of psoriasis, the best way is to manage it with emollients, moisturizer creams, sort of things.
Yeah.
And that will sort of create a bit of a barrier. So potentially what's happening for Kevin is in those damp conditions, that might be flaring up his psoriasis more. Mm. There are other treatment options, other moisturizers, so we can start using steroid creams. We can use what we call vitamin D-based creams that can get on top of it. And if people have very severe psoriasis, sometimes you do need to be referred to a dermatologist and you might need to go on medication on tablets to help it. So, yeah, those would be the things. I think it would be moisturizer creams. Sometimes if people get it quite badly on the areas when they're working outside, they might need to wear gloves or things just on top of it to just protect it from the outside influences on the psoriasis itself.
Well, I was just looking at you, Dr. Raj. We need to get a video camera in here because you're explaining yourself with your hands, and it's wonderful to watch.
I'm happy with that.
More from Dr. Raj. Again, if people want to find out more about Lally's Pharmacy, what's the website, please, sir?
Yeah, so that's www.lally'spharmacy.co.uk.